welcome to the studio, Lorraine Timothy from Carers Isle of Wight. You're very welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Nick.
And you're here to tell us it's National Carers Week?
It is Carers Week this week. Okay. So that's marking the work that unpaid carers do for yes. the people that they care for.
So let's start with, what do we mean by an unpaid carer? Because for a lot of people, until they've found themselves in that role, they don't know what it means, do they?
Yeah, so an unpaid carer is somebody that looks after quite often a relative, sometimes it can be a neighbour. Without that unpaid carer's help, that person wouldn't be able to manage. It can be anything from 24/7 care, their personal care. It could just be a bit of shopping and just, you know, keep maintaining their welfare, just yeah. looking out for them. So it can mean lots of different things.
So it can often start out as sort of just helping somebody out a little bit, can't it? And then, yeah. like you say, build to something.
Absolutely.
I was carer for my father before he passed, and it was exactly that. It started out, you know, a little bit of extra help, driving him a few yeah. places till actually we cared for him, you know,
full time,
24/7, yeah, as you yeah. say.
And quite often you just fall into that role. You don't plan it. It just sort of slowly no,
absolutely.
Happens. And before you know it, your yeah. whole life can be taken over in that role.
And what we should remember, that we give people the title carer, but they could still be husband, wife,
absolutely.
Son, daughter, mm-hmm. whatever their relationship is. Yes. So really important. So tell us about the role that you play up at St Mary's Hospital.
So Carers Isle of Wight is a charity to support that unpaid carer, and several years ago they realised that there was a need to have Carers Isle of Wight at St Mary's Hospital. Quite often when the cared for goes into hospital, the carer is left feeling quite helpless. They don't know quite often what's going on with the person that they look after. So we've been there for 7 years now, where they're completely not really to support the patient, but to support the unpaid carer. We try and get them the best outcome, from the hospital, especially with the discharge and their stay in the hospital. Mm. We've got lots of connections because we've been there for such a long time with the different teams at the hospital, so we can get involved if the carer's not sure what's going on.
So as we were saying, communication is so important, isn't
absolutely,
it?
Absolutely.
Because yeah. often visiting time is not the time you can see the key medical staff.
That's mm. right. So
getting that information's key, isn't it?
Yeah, we can ask teams to contact the carer to keep them up to speed with what's going on. And also that carer tends to know more about the person than any member of staff or the doctors do.
Yeah.
So their role is actually really important. They can see straight away if their person isn't right that day, quite often before a medical person can.
Yeah.
So they can really give them a good insight of what's normal for that person and what's not. So,
And if a carer comes to you at the hospital and seeks your support, can you get them any extra help? I mean, are they able to visit their loved one maybe at different times or
absolutely.
Things like that?
Absolutely. We've just launched the carer's passport. That really signifies, it's a lanyard that signifies that this person has a very important role with the patient. And it does mean that they can bypass the hospital visiting times.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the carers actually need to come in to help that person to eat their dinners and prompt them with drinks, something sometimes the staff don't really have time to do.
Mm.
So their role is really crucial, and also to perhaps help keep the person calm if they're feeling a bit distressed about that confusing environment that they're in. So yeah, they have yeah. a really important role to play when their person's in hospital.
Yeah, because yeah. we're talking about, aren't we, somebody who's gone into hospital with pre-existing conditions.
Absolutely.
Because that's why they're being cared
yeah.
for, which
yeah.
may be dementia or other yeah. things that, as you say, that insight into that person's character, how to get them
yeah.
to work with the
yeah.
hospital.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And well, obviously that being in hospital can be quite lonely as well. Having the ability to have the people that are close to you, that know
yeah.
you very well. And also we know that the hospital is very, very busy,
mm.
so it keeps everybody happy in that way.
Absolutely, and yeah. And quite often, the staff will actually thank the carer, because they have spent, perhaps an hour and a half trying to get their
yeah.
person to
yeah.
eat something. They might be able to persuade them to take their medication that they wouldn't take from the nurse because they didn't know who it
yeah.
was.
Yeah.
Even helping them, to the bathroom and things. There are all sorts of roles they do. to help their cared for, but it helps the hospital as well, and of course it helps the patient
and helps their recovery, hopefully, and means they don't spend as long in hospital. It's the end game, isn't it? Because, you know, we all know the messages that actually a hospital is not a place to be once you have had your immediate needs met, you know, recovery, etc. You're better off at home if that's at all possible.
Home is always best, and we can get involved with the discharge planning process as well. Sometimes, you know, we need to steer the discharge planning in the right direction that's going to be the best for that particular individual. So we liaise with the carer and the discharge team to make sure that it's the best outcome, but also helping the carer be realistic on you know what is available out there as well.
Well, and also things can change in a second, can't they? I mean, suddenly you need to make adaptations to your home for somebody to be able to come home. I know when my dad had a hip replacement, you know, we got equipment through the Red Cross and things like that, but we didn't know what to ask for. So you know, experienced help is so valuable.
Sometimes, of course, we come across people that perhaps maybe a stroke, for instance, so they weren't cared for before, but now all of a sudden that husband, wife, son, daughter is suddenly going to become a carer. So we can certainly give them lots and lots of advice on
That's support at the hospital, but there is support out in the community as well, isn't
there? Right.
How do people access that?
So if, for instance, someone's in hospital and they're suddenly going to, you know, become a carer, we signpost them to Carers Isle of Wight so that they've got that onward going support. Obviously, if somebody isn't in hospital and they just need support, they can contact Carers Isle of Wight for advice. And if they come across adult social care on their pathway, they may well signpost them to Carers Isle of Wight as well.
And so they're based here at the Riverside Centre, but I know you've got workers out across the island visiting people in their own homes.
People are struggling, they need advice and support. There are community workers with Carers Isle of Wight to go out there and support them and, you know, sort of try and get the best outcomes for them.
Because I haven't been in that situation myself of where I've had to come to care for someone, but I've seen it in family, and I've seen that how difficult it can be, especially if you're working and then you suddenly have to stop work, and then you worry about the finances and everything else that can come with it. And to me, it sounds like a great service you've got, and to pretty much, if you're an unpaid carer, that they should come and catch up with you and and see, because there might be stuff that they might realise that's going to help them.
Well, I have to. When I was at Age UK, I worked very closely with Carers Isle of Wight, and in fact, was around when the hospital service started. And I think, you know, the advice I would always given as somebody who worked kind of in the profession, but then as a carer myself, was actually come and talk to these guys before you need help or before you think you need help. Because the more they know about you and your circumstances, A, they can tell you about things you didn't even know were available, like carers allowance. So many carers out there are not claiming the allowances that they are more than entitled to,
and quite often attendance allowance for their cared for
which can ease, you know. And a lot of people I know say, oh well, you know, I'm not hard up, I don't need it, but when you become a carer, those costs escalate, don't they? Even just that, maybe you can't get the bus anymore, you need to book a cab, or you know, something like that, or you need somebody to come in and sit with the person who's being cared for while you have a dental appointment, maybe. Things that we so take for granted.
So
if people want to get in touch, there's a Facebook page, isn't there? It's the website
or phone.
That's all possible. And then if you find yourself in crisis, you guys come into your own.
That's right. I mean, we do actively look for carers around the hospital, but also our leaflets and posters are all over the place. Yeah. So should you find the person you look after is in hospital,
and they can't miss you, can they?
I was about to say that. Are they all wearing yellow?
Bright yellow.
Bright yellow carers emblem. On the chest, you won't be able to miss.
If a member of staff dressed in canary yellow approaches you, don't be alarmed. No. It's a friendly face from Carers Isle of Wight.
Myself or my colleague Kath, there's only the two of us, and we're the only ones there that wear this lovely bright yellow, so you can't miss us.
So if you need that help, and you know, I think certainly for myself, I knew a lot about the system when my father needed care, and I still found it really difficult. So if you're totally new to it, you know, actually getting the information you need, things like somebody being discharged from hospital, you can ask and ask and they don't know, and then suddenly it's happening. And it can throw a family into, you know, panic.
Absolutely.
So there is so much support, and I have to say I worked with them last year and they are such lovely people and so supportive. So absolutely great thing to do. The carer's passport, is that only available up at the hospital?
You can apply for that at the Riverside Centre, so the carer's centre at the Riverside Centre, or you can pop up and see us at the hospital.
Yeah.
We've got the it's a lovely small application form. It doesn't ask for your life history like a lot of
And I'm sure somebody will help you through it if
they
you need
will.
It.
And you get a little lanyard with a plastic card with your photograph on, and it says, "Yeah, I'm a carer. I need to be involved with this person." Yeah. You know. So yeah, it really sort
and that's the really serious stuff. But the other side of carers' Isle of Wight is lots of lovely opportunities for carers to relax a bit, isn't it? So art groups, days out, things that just will give you that little bit of a break from what can be quite a really challenging role.
One thing about being a carer, and it is a hard thing to do, is actually looking after yourself. It's so important. It's so difficult to do.
And I always used to say to people, if you don't look after yourself, how can you look after somebody else?
Absolutely. So, you know, it's a little bit of self-care and peer support. You know, I think peer support's brilliant. You need to be able to have a bit of an offload.
You're not
the only one in that circumstance.
Yeah, I imagine they get the abilities to meet other people in the same situations. Absolutely. And they can discuss it and understand they're not alone with it.
Absolutely, you're not alone, and know other people totally understand. Yeah. You know, they've walked in your shoes and are still doing it.
And will continue.
So on the Isle of Wight, I don't know if I remember my figures correctly, it's around 16,000 unpaid carers.
Yeah, that's only the ones that we know about, isn't it, really? There's so many unpaid carers that don't even realise they are carers because, I'm just the wife, that's what wives do.
Yeah.
But actually, you know, they've fallen into that role of unpaid carer. They don't get to leave the house, they don't get to go to their own medical appointments. Yeah.
And worth mentioning that, although we tend to think of it as people in later life, could be any age, couldn't it? You know, we have a lot of young carers on the island, don't we, looking after parents sometimes. So if you're out there and you're thinking, am I a carer then? Does that apply to me? Absolutely get in touch with Carers Isle of Wight and have that conversation, because if you're thinking it, it probably does. So we're celebrating all that unpaid carers do this week, making sure they're aware of the support that's available. So job well done, Carers Isle of Wight. You're a fantastic organisation.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming in to talk to us. And if people want to go, the Facebook page, Carers Isle of Wight, website, Carers Isle of Wight, and you'll find the contact details on there.